Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Let's get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Panthers win last night over the Canucks 8-5. Wild game. Wild game for the Cats yesterday. Seth Jones, he had a couple of goals. This was his first one, called by Doug Plagans last night.
Seth Jones now the puck carrier. Still some time here. 12 seconds. In they go. Jones to the right circle. Shot. And he scores! Seth Jones on the power play. And this game is tied at 2.
And there's another penalty coming up on the play.
7.7 seconds to go here in the opening frame. And the Panthers battle back from down 2 to tie the game at 2.
God, I love the ambiance of all of that. I love the goal horn. I love the growl. I love the Panthers song. And obviously we love Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay, but I'm just like, I love that the joy in a hockey goal at home.
The only thing I hate, you know what I hate about a hockey goal? The announcements come 12 minutes later.
That's true.
It takes such a long time.
You gotta make sure everybody gets credit.
When they're playing hockey, right? And they go, that last goal, score by Panthers goal. Assist by, and I'm like,
Didn't Bob get an assist on that?
I can't even tell you how many times I've been cutting highlights for the Panthers games, and they're like, there'll be another goal.
Another goal, announcing
the goal before, and it's like in the highlight, and you're just like, read the room.
Yep. It's hard. He's doing the PA thing. He's gotta keep it moving.
But it's the craziest thing, right? Like they don't like
it's interesting, like you want to get those stats right. It's funny. Like I'll see the Heat. I feel bad, like, because the Heat media staff, the statisticians,
right?
They have a stressful job because they want to get people are doing stories. The stats have to be correct,
right?
And they're like, this other game, it was the Kalel game. I think it was the buzzer beater when Andrew Wiggins won,
uh-huh.
And they're like, take that rebound away, take it away. We're moving this rebound over here to number 12, and so like they have to do new box scores for everybody. I'm just like, wow. It's like it doesn't feel like that big a deal, but then at the end of the year, you want your numbers to be right.
Yeah, that does sound stressful.
It is very stressful. It's very stressful. They have the command center now. When you sit boots on the ground, like the command center, like, it used to be down on the floor. They moved it up. They got a whole thing. They got TV monitors. It looks like they're running air traffic control of all the stats they're taking for a basketball game.
You got to have proof, you know.
Yeah.
You got to have video to see it.
Did you see yesterday on Twitter? It's got to be fake because I'm not falling for this one. But
so you going to ask me if I fell for it?
Well, I don't know. But did you see?
Answer's yes.
Did you see yesterday that that somebody posted the Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game?
No.
Or at least what allegedly was the Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game? Because it had been like forever. Oh, nobody has video of it. It's not anywhere. Nobody has the Wilt game. But somebody put it on Twitter yesterday.
That was AI.
Had to be AI.
That's
right?
AI.
No, that's what I'm saying. I hate to break it to you.
Like,
let me just get this straight. Now we found the Wilt game? Can't be real. What?
I don't go on Twitter, like so Bigfoot. I can't really help you out.
I know, right?
We've been looking at the same grainy-ass picture of Bigfoot for 75 years.
Well, you know what? You see why my dad to me was AI last week?
Yeah, no, this one I knew was fake right off the bat, but I was just like, really? Like, we're the Wilt game? After all these years?
Liberties,
if you knew
man.
It was fake, why are you confirming with us? You know,
I just thought it was funny.
You know, I don't know the difference.
He's reporting, man.
And it was one of the most famous statistical games.
Yep.
By the way,
Kobe had 80.
Everybody's getting hurt in the NBA, by the way. Wembanyama's out 3 weeks out with the calf strain.
The calf.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his calf is even with my thigh. I'm like, who else?
I think Giannis got hurt last night. I think Giannis hurt his groin.
I really do believe that in sports, we're doing so much to protect the guys that their bodies aren't able to withstand what you're putting it through.
Yeah, you know what I noticed the Heat are doing? They're practicing a lot this year, especially when they're at home. They're like they're not taking like they played. They're practicing today.
You know why?
They play tomorrow.
Because they got a young team.
Yeah.
And you don't want them to get caught into those veteran habits.
Yeah, Spo's been practicing a lot.
And nobody's missing games.
Well, Bam.
I mean, you know what I mean.
I was very nervous when Norman Powell was like down with his hand.
You know what I mean about missing games.
Oh, yeah. Sitting games.
Sitting games. Oh, watch.
I was very nervous.
Who you go? We'll know tonight. Did you see the Warriors injury report?
I haven't seen the injury report.
It's coming.
Somebody tagged me on a quote from Steve Kerr. This was on our sister station in San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. Steve Kerr said yesterday, the Miami game will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Here we go.
It's been the toughest early schedule I've been part of in my entire NBA life.
You know what that means.
Poor Steve Kerr.
You know what that means.
Vets are sitting.
Yo.
The vets are sitting, dude, on getaway day.
Are they? But my thing is, would you sit them tonight against Orlando and then play them against the Heat? Or would you play them against Orlando and then sit
Is Paolo out? Paolo's out too, isn't he?
I think so.
I think he has a groin.
How does he have a groin? He doesn't like move.
He doesn't
like,
jump. I know. I'm with you. He doesn't jump.
Right.
I think he has an injury too. I'm pretty sure.
He's out.
Paolo's out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of injury. I'm like, why is everybody getting in? It's like we just started.
Because you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to get in basketball shape and trying to get ready for the length of the season in the beginning of the regular season. They ain't doing it in preseason. So that's just me.
This is Joker. He never takes off.
He don't move fast enough to hurt.
He don't take off.
He ain't going to never roll an ankle. Because his feet are always on the ground.
Can't be stopped.
And still can't stop him.
I just accidentally clicked on him. These numbers are ridiculous.
What?
29.2 points, 13.4 rebounds, 11.1 assists. He's shooting 65%.
That's not even, I mean, that's well past triple-double.
Yeah, it's a comfortable triple-double.
Yes!
Jeez. They lost yesterday, though. Well, the Bulls got him. How about that? Good for the Bulls.
I mean, I think the way you beat Joker is just run him off the floor.
I don't think there's a way to beat him.
But the thing is, he has guys around him that can run. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Aaron Gordon, he's probably like going to the, he's like, this guy's great. I would never leave him if I was Aaron Gordon.
No.
He goes, you remember those years I played in Orlando being the guy? He goes, you know what's better than being the guy? Being Joker's guy. Why would I ever leave him?
I'm like,
don't you leave me.
Him?
Yeah. Like, if there's anybody who's trying to keep Joker from quitting basketball, it's the Jokic brothers and it's Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
That's the list.
Pistons have won 10 straight.
Yeah, they're really good, dude. Yeah. Jalen Duren's having a hell of a year. A hell of a year for them. He's really, like, that dude's got spring in his
step. Is Cade back to playing yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Buddy Hield is day to day. He's ill, but he's probable.
Here we go.
Kuminga's out. Kuminga's the only guy ruled out for tonight. Nobody else on the injury report for them.
Okay.
So we'll see. He's got to show up for that game. Steph can take off. Jimmy can't take off.
Come on.
He can't take off.
Okay.
He can't take off.
Like, yeah, you can't. There's a lot of times we've said that conversation where he can't do this, and he did.
Mm-hmm. You can't take off.
He got the bubble guts watching tennis.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. And this is not an old school versus new school thing. I just believe in order to do certain things, you have to prepare your body for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it almost seems like we're not preparing our bodies for this long haul.
Right.
And then we get into these stressful situations and we ask our body to respond and it breaks down.
Right.
So, yeah.
I think that's part of the Heat. They're like, they're leaning into like, hey, you know, let's, we're going to run. We're going to have this high pace. Yesterday was a little bit slower, but like they want to, you got to, you want to build those habits. And so Spo's practicing a lot this year.
Good.
So.
Good.
I like.
And you won't have, because what's happening is you have like these soft tissue injuries. It's not major injuries, but it's muscle injuries because you're asking a lot of your body in these situations.
Well, it also felt like, remember we saw in the preseason and training camp, we're like, man, everybody's getting hurt in training camp. And apparently because they ran their asses off in training camp, but they seem like we're not having a lot of those this year.
That's what training camp's for. That's what training camp's for. People think, you know, listen, everybody's got a bag. Everybody's got a skill set. You work on that skill set all off season. But when you get to the regular season, it's not your skill set that leaves you. It's your body if you don't get it ready.
Take a break. Jalen Phillips had a thing or two to say about a thing or two about the Dolphins fans who were mad at him for some reason. That's not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to, we produced that. That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists, that's our station. That weird playlist of bongo music, we ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Sports Talk on the Weekend, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Get back in the Heat and the Panthers. Doug Plagan's going to stop by in the 12 o'clock hour today. We'll talk to Doug about the Cats' wild win last night. Jalen Phillips, he's good. Been having a good run with the Eagles his first couple of games, couple of prime timers with the joining up with the Champs and his old friend Fangs. But
is he one of the only people that like Fangs?
I guess so. You know, Jalen Ramsey didn't like him. The secondary didn't seem to like him, but I don't know about the pass rushers. They seem to be fine with him.
Secondary wasn't very good.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, dude. It was Ramsey, Hollins.
Again, when you're winning.
Xavien Howard.
When you're winning, none of that stuff seems to matter. Everybody gets along. When you're losing, everything is a problem.
Right. Well, Jalen Phillips is obviously very excited to be on the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
He said it was the greatest thing that's ever happened in his life. He then was asked about it after the game this week, and he says, I'm doubling down on it. And so a Dolphin fan got in their feelings. They got hurt, and they called him a douche. They said, 3 seconds in Philly, the guy's already a douche. Jalen Phillips responded because he didn't like being called a douche, because who would? It's not nice.
It's fair.
And I think everybody who's interacted with Jalen Phillips or rooted for Jalen Phillips seems like an A-plus dude.
He's a nice guy.
Yep.
He said on Twitter, if anyone would take the time to actually listen to interviews instead of making assumptions based on clickbait, they would realize that I've been nothing but humble and grateful for this opportunity to play for an incredible Eagles organization. I have never once said a single negative word about the Miami organization. I am grateful for my 5 years in Miami, but I am also saying this as an exciting moment and an opportunity in my life and career. These are things that are not mutually exclusive. Thank you, prayer emoji. Go Birds.
How can I put this? I wouldn't waste the letters explaining to that moron how I feel about the situation, right? First of all, I cannot believe that a fan would be mad at a player for getting traded that did not ask to be traded.
Right.
If you have a problem with Jalen Phillips being somewhere else playing, don't look at Jalen Phillips. He didn't ask to be traded. The other thing is this. With where your team is financially, it was the right thing to do.
You weren't going
to simply because you have no idea how much he's going to be worth in the offseason based on his injuries and based on what he's done for you. So, if you can't determine how much you're going to pay him, that usually means some team is going to overpay and take him from you for nothing. Fans, like, enough with that.
Did
enough
they want
with
him to
that.
Be super sad and be like, man, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, man, I
miss
really?
Bradley Chubb. I miss him.
Oh, man.
Like, I lied too when we went to Baltimore. We lied. Because we didn't want, it's not Baltimore's fault we ended up there.
So what'd you say? You're excited to be with the
excited,
new city?
Excited to be here.
But you really miss Cleveland.
I wish they would, yeah. Mm. I said I wish they would stop congratulating us for winning the Grey Cup, but that's a whole nother story.
You had to get that in.
Yeah.
Evan 11 says, both teams are undefeated since the trade. What's the problem?
The problem is don't call him a douche. Evan, that's some Tobin stuff right
there. What do you mean, dude?
Both teams are undefeated since
they are. That's true. Those are just the facts.
I mean, let's be honest. I'm going to call everybody out here. Let's all not act like we were a little upset about what he said.
No.
That he said it was the greatest thing in his life?
Not, yes. Not even a
but
little
we
bit.
We didn't call him.
Not even a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, I wouldn't call him out of his name.
He didn't ask Brittany.
Like, okay.
He didn't ask to be there.
I understand.
You sent him there.
I get it.
And he's been flourishing ever since he touched the ground.
That's great. And so has the Miami Dolphins.
Okay, but we're not asking him. We're not asking him how. We didn't ask him about how he felt about the Dolphins. They asked him about his situation.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, I'm going to be honest and say, I'll go out on a limb and be like, I was a little like, I rolled my eyes.
Wow.
Did I cry? I said I rolled my eyes. There
okay,
was a difference.
But guess what? You know, I can think of a thousand other players. I got to tell you, I went from Baltimore to Carolina, who ended up in NFC Championship game
right.
that year.
Mm-hmm.
Then to Minnesota, who ended up in the playoffs.
I'm
pretty happy right now. Look, I'm winning.
As a card-carrying member of Team Petty, right, it's nothing I haven't been through before. I just have trouble doing it with this guy. Like, this guy, he had a lot of injury bad luck. He was just dealt in an obvious financial situation. Look, with Jimmy Butler, with everybody healed video, am I like, oh, you're doing the Max Strus thing with Buddy Hield, dude. We get it. You love Buddy Hield. You guys are hilarious. We get it. But, you know, the way things ended, different. It leaves you in a different place. I really have nothing against Jalen Phillips. He's allowed to be excited, even being with that curmudgeon Vic Fangio.
No, I mean, that's fair. But I also have my own beef with him because I was telling Wendell, actually, my trainee over here, during the break.
Wait.
What?
Show the trainee.
Oh,
show
come into the camera.
So
if he
let me
wants
get
to be
let me get
in the camera.
Wait. Can I just say something real quick?
What's up, Wendell?
He kind of looks like Tua. So check this out. Wait, if you ever bomb at your day job, Tua, we got a spot for you. Hey, so let me get this straight. So you just got here. Yeah.
Okay, wait. I didn't even get to say my beef that I
no,
had.
But you have a trainee?
Leroy, yeah, she's
I didn't
training
just
someone.
Get here. I've been here for a year, how many hours Leroy.
Leroy has said people who have been here for 4 years are new guy.
Oh, no. That was at the cigar thing.
Oh,
I said,
my God.
I got sent to Jennifer. I'm like, who's that guy?
He's so aware of his surroundings. It's crazy.
She goes, he works with you?
Check your emails.
So, what is your beef?
Okay, yeah. So, on Sunday Night Football, I was watching Sunday Night Football, and obviously, the Eagles were playing on Sunday Night Football. And you know how always on NBC they do the
player? Oh, I know what she's gonna say.
You know what I'm gonna say?
I do actually. I heard this from somebody else. Alerted me to this.
So they do the thing where the starters will be like, oh, I'm so-and-so and I went to this university or I'm from here, blase, blase.
Well, Leroy Horde, Michigan.
Yeah, right? Or you could say like Louisiana or New Orleans, whatever. So Jalen Phillips has done that many times, and he's always said the U, Jalen Phillips, the U. All of a sudden, you're on prime time with the Eagles, and now you're not going to say the U? We have beef now.
What did he say?
He said where he's from in California.
I think he said Fresno, California. Something like that.
I'm sorry.
So exactly. Don't forget where you came from, sweetheart. Don't forget that. Seriously.
Sweetheart. Sweetheart.
So you're more mad about the you getting snubbed than 1,000%, you are the Dolphins.
Because because there's like massive lore behind that, and it's like I don't mess with that.
Yeah, there is lore. No,
there is. They pulled him out of medical retirement. He would not have an NFL career if it wasn't for the University of Miami. So
Fair points.
No. No. Fair so, yeah, points. He wants to go talk crap about the Dolphins, not say the U. You know, he's going to be my damage is done later.
Well, I think we already just did it. Damage is done. You took a blowtorch to Jalen Phillips. Wow.
So that's what we're doing now?
Yeah, but she's more mad about it.
Brittany.
It's Kane's religion.
Welcome to the petty club, because that's a whole.
I got to say, I respect it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That's a legit.
I'm not mad.
But if you're a Canes fan, that's a legit reason.
Yeah.
I'm not mad.
I roll my eyes, too.
You're just surprised. You're just surprised.
Yeah, a little bit.
Brittany was disappointed.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
No, I'm upset. I'm angry. I literally, as soon as it happened, I called my dad. I said, did you see that?
What?
Did you hear what he said?
That was a father worth call?
It absolutely was, because I knew he would understand.
I knew he would understand. They do that. I love that they do that. They do that for the Miami Heat audio experience, too. I love that.
You know what's crazy,
Tyler
though?
Hero, Kentucky. Norm Powell, UCLA. I love that stuff.
Yeah, but we got a lot of Serbia.
Brate. I don't know why I did the Simone Fontecchio thing.
I gotta tell you. I'm not mad. But I don't know. Are we being a little nitpicky? I mean, he's a good dude.
No
one is questioning that he's a good dude.
I didn't question his morals or his values.
No one's also calling him what he was being called. She's just upset that he didn't mention that
he's putting Miami in the rear view. All of it.
I guess. I mean, he was down here for what? 7 years?
Yeah.
2 years at the U?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Five years, man. You should long time.
Said, we wanted Greg Russo anyway. that's what Petty does, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I should have said that. You're right. You know what, Jalen Phillips?
That's good. That's good.
You know what, Jalen Phillips? I wish we would have drafted Greg Russo just one more spot above, and you were not even going to be a Miami Dolphin. Count your days, brother.
Here's the problem, though, Brittany. For the most part, he's been a good dude, and it just seems like...
We're mad at his happiness.
Leroy, yeah. That's what this is. It's that I've always had a soft spot for Jalen Phillips in my heart because he played for the U. Mm-hmm. I've been a fan of his obviously for a very long time because of that. And so, yeah, I'm a little hurt. I'm a little hurt that he seems to have forgotten his roots. And so
he didn't
turned his back on you.
He ignored his roots.
He just said he ignored
his roots.
He just said he's never said one negative thing about.
Yeah. But you also avoided positive things now about the city.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering when you do that, you could say either your high school, where you're from, or I don't know if they tell you.
No, they just tell you. You can say whatever you want. You can say like someone said it famously like elementary school. I think like Antonio Brown has been like something elementary, something stupid.
Yeah, I think Chad Ochocinco's done wild stuff on that before too. Like I bet we could probably YouTube like the most famous.
We didn't have that. They hadn't started that.
No,
yet.
That was an NBC thing. That was always their bag. But the U thing has always been like, even in the U part, like they did the montage, everybody going, the U. Right. And then you had the stupid idiots from Ohio State who are like, the Ohio State University. It's like, just say your stupid school. Okay, you're not that cool.
No, but the name of their school is
It's stupid.
Yeah,
it's stupid. It's enough of the emphasis on the wrong syllable. You know what I'm saying, dude?
You go out of your way. You go
minus one.
You go
for butchering English.
You go out of your way.
Hmm?
You really do.
Take a break. The damage is done, my friend. Is next.
It's already done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Trying that Mio? All right. Hey. I like that one.
This is a very ghetto flavor. I'm going to just tell you like this.
What flavor is that?
Blueberry lemon. That's ghetto.
Blueberry lemon.
That's very ghetto.
It's good, dude.
I don't care. It's just very, like.
It's good.
I don't like blueberries, so.
Huh? I don't like blueberries either. I like, you know what? You ever had blueberry cobbler?
No.
It's delicious, but I just eat the crust. Because I like the flavor, but I don't like cooked blueberries. They're disgusting.
Yeah, blueberries. You like blueberry pie?
No, I don't like. I just eat the crust.
Interesting.
I like the crust, but not the.
Yeah, we got that Mission Barbecue blueberry cobbler.
Oh, that's it. I eat that. Let me tell you. They go, I don't like peach cobbler, but I like theirs. Blueberry, I eat the bread all around it. I ask them for extra, like, bread, less blueberries. Bread pudding, that's a, y'all don't know, no, yeah, yo, Cubans don't do bread pudding, do they?
No.
Yeah, y'all do flan. Yeah. That's it. Any variations to it?
You can do a cheese flan.
You can do a cheese flan. You can do a coconut one, a chocolate cheese chip flan. One.
What is flan made of?
Custard.
See, it's eggs and milk. And then, like, you, if you want to make a cheese flan, then you'd, like, put cream cheese in it.
I don't like flan.
I don't like flan either.
I don't like flan. You know what it is? No. The texture.
I agree with
It's like mush.
The texture is a little uncomfortable, but...
It's the difference between...
If you make it right, it tastes really
good. It's the difference between pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie.
You know what
sweet
I've noticed?
Potato pie is much softer.
You know what I've noticed doing a lot of holidays with the in-laws? A lot of people think they make good flan. They don't make good flan.
It's so true. And actually, you know what's one
they
of the world's...
They nail it.
They do. And one of the biggest travesties is actually... Is also arroz con leche. Don't even get me started.
Oh, I don't
hey,
like that.
Wait a minute.
I
wait
love arroz con leche. But just how? Like people think that they make good flan, they think they make good arroz con leche.
You know what's the craziest thing? Mm-hmm. When somebody brings food over... And they come in with their hype man.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you got to try this. Woo! I'm telling you, if you
whenever
like
they
this.
Say that, I'm like.
And I'm like looking at him like.
I know I probably won't like it.
Dude, it's just a pie.
You got holiday Don King coming in there.
Right.
Thank you, Toby. Thank you.
Right. And I'm telling you, I almost lost friends over somebody bringing potato pie.
Crazy. Let's get to the damage is done, my friend.
Gone.
So my damage is done goes to none other than the star of Meet the Parents, Something About Mary, Tropic Thunder. I do like his work. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't like Ben Stiller movies. I like Ben Stiller movies.
Along Came Polly.
I love his father. I love Jerry Stiller.
Oh, yeah. He's
I love him either
with
from
us.
King and Queens or with Seinfeld. He was great. Yeah. Oh, a legend. But I'm going to tell you something, dude. This Ben Stiller, as obnoxious Twitter Knicks fan, is not a character I care for, especially when you have the audacity, and may I say, the audacity to say anything, and I mean anything, about Kal-El Ware. And you were a bully, you Hollywood hype machine, sitting here fawning over Mitchell Robinson. That you were like, it's going to happen again to Kal-El Ware. He's never going to figure it out. Well, what happened yesterday, dude? And by the way, why have you gone into hiding on Twitter? Because your thumbs were very busy during the game. And then all of a sudden, what's the matter? They cramp up? You need a Gatorade? Where's the tweets, Ben? Where's my tweets? Where's my apology to Kal-El Ware? Where's my apology to Udonis Haslam? Not my apology to Udonis Haslam. Your apology to Udonis Haslam. That's another story for another day. But where's my tweets, Ben? The damage is done, my friend. You know what? Save it. I don't want your tweets. The damage is done, my friend. Leroy?
My damage is done. Hmm? Goes to you.
Why?
Because damage you think is done. You can tweet and say whatever to get the little likey likes, and then somebody put you on notice.
Right.
So UD is waiting, and I would like to see that interaction. Might have been the best thing that ever happened that you had to go home.
Well, I would disagree.
He'll be there tomorrow.
I will be too.
Okay.
Boots on the ground.
All right. So the damage is done. Don't be trying to be all
Yeah, me going nice. Home yesterday had nothing to do with fear of Udonis Haslam. That's independent of itself.
Mm-hmm. But tomorrow.
But I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. I'm just saying, you might have crossed the wrong path there.
Yeah, it's Warriors night, too.
Warriors night, so you're going to be fired up?
He's not going to be one of those people who thinks this is all my fault, does he? All right.
I mean,
do we think that Brendan Tobin is still on his mind?
I don't think he forgets.
Dude, athletes are pettier than him.
Yep. As told by Jalen Phillips, who's now forgetting that he plays in Miami.
Does he remember?
So wait, how about this? So I played against a guy in college, and we were playing in NFL, and I forgot what team he played for. And we was in pregame, and he walked up behind me and clipped me. You know how you do the legs and you cross the legs? I ain't forgot what you did to us in college. I'm like, I don't even know. Okay. So, yeah, athletes are very, very, very petty. That's all right. It's coming.
But does he remember how Tobin looks like? Does he even know?
He knows Tobin!
But, like, he meets so many people.
Hey, UD, in case you don't remember,
he knows.
Tobin is the guy who tried to run up that wall.
He knows fine. I don't mean to like toot my own horn because I would like him not to know, but he knows.
He knows. If not, I'll remind him.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Send him a picture with an arrow.
It's about time that you pay for some of the things.
I pay for my crimes all the time.
No, you don't.
I answer for my crimes all the time.
You know what you do?
What do you mean, dude?
You weasel your way out of it.
I do not weasel my way out of
it. What?
What are you talking about?
Semantic samurai.
That's it. That's you.
I don't think that's fair.
Really?
I'm very accountable.
Okay. Says the guy who says, I said we may have dodged the bullet.
Those are just facts. That's what I said. Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Honestly, I don't really have a damage is done, but I can't stop thinking about this Jalen Phillips, man.
Wow. You got
Brittany, you opened my eyes to a whole new petty.
How about that?
I was gonna say I have to foregore. I have to no. I'll mark it.
-1 for butchering English.
God, I just got so excited because I was so angry.
I don't even know what the word was.
Did you just make it a goose liver?
No idea.
Forgo. I was gonna forego my damages on because I don't think anything has gotten me more angry than Jalen Phillips in the last week. So I just want to add one more thing to
please do
straight at Jalen Phillips. All right, buddy. You know what? Do you
buddy?
He got buddy. He got sweetheart. He got sweetheart too. I'm trying
to remember. You call somebody sweetheart.
Listen here,
bud. All right, the U doesn't want you because last time. Listen, last time I checked, you were the one who sounded the hurricane horn when we lost to Louisville. So you know what? So you know what? Forget you, man.
He got a little Tobin in him.
You called him a mush?
You called him a bush.
I called him a mush.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
So, yeah, the damage is done.
The damage is done.
I better not see you one more time on NBC on Sunday Night Football, which I know you'll be there because, you know, we are the Eagles. You play for the Eagles now.
Huh?
Who has the Super Bowl this year?
The Super Bowl is...
NBC?
I don't know. Isn't the Super Bowl down here? No, the Super Bowl's not down here. Where's the Super Bowl this year?
NBC has the Super Bowl.
It's in San Francisco, no?
What if the Eagles make the Super Bowl? He does that for the Super Bowl broadcast.
If let me tell you, Tobin, if he
that's a new look.
Doubles back around and tries to be like the U for the Super Bowl, we have problems. We're gonna have real big issues.
Wow.
You better stick to Fresno, California, my friend.
You want him to keep that same energy?
Okay.
He better keep the same energy.
Right.
I better not hear the U come out of his mouth one more time.
It sounds all right.
If we make the college football playoff, if we're in the top 12 tonight, I better not see a repost on your story, Jalen.
Wow. It sounds like
they had a big conversation about what we were talking about yesterday.
What?
This morning, Joe.
What are you talking about?
About why Notre Dame is above Miami.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to gather myself for a second because Brittany just yanked.
I was telling you since she first mentioned it. I can't stop thinking about it.
She just yanked Jalen Phillips' turnover chain.
Right.
She just
I think that's worse than being called a douche.
She just basically called him a mush, a douche, and took his Canes card.
Yeah, like,
and
wow.
Wish he that, and wish,
all because he said he was from Fresno.
All he said because he's Fresno and that he's happy.
Who remembers him in Fresno?
God forbid you're happy! This sounds like you got
don't turn your back on family.
Can I just ask you a question? Yeah. We'll get into the Canes thing. Are you sure you want to keep that energy with her over there?
Huh?
Are you sure you want to keep that Notre Dame energy with her over there? She's taking cards.
Wait, what is your don't
no,
even
no.
Leroy?
No, we gotta take a break.
Leroy?
We gotta take a break. No. We gotta take a break.
Leroy?
We gotta take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.